Memories of when flying was part of Burnham life. During a recent visit to Burnham's Royal Caribbean Yacht Club, I noticed a memorial plaque fixed to the wall of a building in the car park, says Maldon local historian Stephen Nunn. Installed by the Airfields of Britain Conservation Trust, it reads, Burnham on Crouch 2 Airfield, opened July the 28th, 1934, closed September 1939. I already knew about the First World War aerodrome, designated Burnham on Crouch Airfield 1 by the Trust, but very little about Airfield 2. The former was opened on land adjoining Wick Farm under the Royal Naval Air Service in 1914, and then used by 37 Home Defence Squadron RFC and RAF, until its eventual closure in 1919. After research, I discovered that the latter site was sandwiched between that earlier airfield, by then returned to agriculture, and the River Crouch, adjacent to the iconic Royal Corinthian Modernist Clubhouse, hence the location of the plaque. It was a simple grass landing ground, more or less square in shape and comprising some 29 acres. References differ, but the maximum landing run was somewhere between 366 and 400 yards. It was officially registered for operations in the name of Douglas B. Smith, J.P., Esquire, of Wickham Hall, Wootton. That would have been Douglas Bevington Smith, 1877 to 1977, who, as well as being a JP, was one-time chairman of Maldon Rural District Council, clerk of Essex and Suffolk quarterly meetings of the Quakers, Essex County Councillor, chairman of the Essex Rivers Catchment Board, and holder of a CBE. He farmed lands in both Wickham Bishops and at Burnham. There is some dispute about when the first aircraft landed at Burnham. Noel Pemberton Billing, 1881 to 1948, was flying out of nearby South Fanbridge as early as 1908, and during an interview in 1975, local man Herbert Hawes recalled a landing at Wick Farm in 1911. We know what was happening during the First World War years, and then Paul A. Doyle, in his Airfields of the First FARP 1997, suggests that civil flying from Site 2 commenced in 1932. However, the official date, as per the plaque, is August 27, 1934. The opening ceremony was performed by Mary Ducorey, Duchess of Bedford. As well as being recognised for her services to nursing, the Duchess was a noted ornithologist, a yachtswoman and an accomplished aviator. She came to flying comparatively late in life, aged 63, and cut her teeth, learning to fly between the family estates of Woburn Abbey, Bedfordshire, and Whispers near Midhurst, West Sussex. Her first solo was on April 8, 1930, in a DH-60G Moth, and she took part in various record-breaking flights to Karachi, Cape Town, to the Western Sahara and Northern Nigeria. She arrived at Burnham that summer's day in 1934 in her own aircraft and declared the airfield open for business. The intention, of which she no doubt strongly approved, was that the facility would assist members of the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club. They could fly in for sailing at a charge of 5 shillings per landing.